London climate protesters target financial centre, glue themselves to stock exchange doors. By Breitbart London on April 25, 2019. Climate protesters have glued themselves to the walls of the London Stock Exchange in the latest protest by the Extinction Rebellion group. The protesters, waving banners with slogans such as "Business as usual equals death," have secured themselves to the walls of the stock exchange and also blockaded the headquarters of the Goldman Sachs Bank on Fleet Street. Meanwhile, further protests have been staged across London with protesters blocking roads in Bank and at Southwark Bridge, reports the BBC. The protests have so far lasted 10 days and seen over 1,100 arrests made. They have also seen many parts of London closed off or shut down. Activists climbed on top of buses, handcuffed themselves to vehicles, glued themselves to office buildings, and lay in the middle busy roads during the week and a half of civil disobedience. Among other events during the series of protests was a die-in at the Natural History Museum and an attempt to disrupt flights at Heathrow Airport. In the latter instance, many younger protesters were reported to be crying at the threat of arrest for their actions. On Tuesday, the Extinction Rebellion group welcomed 16-year-old Swedish schoolgirl Greta Thunberg to the protests. Thunberg began a series of school strikes for climate change in Sweden and has become the de facto poster girl for the new environmentalist movement. On Tuesday, she met with fawning politicians including Jeremy Corbyn, Michael Gove, and Vince Cable. Thunberg has also recently met with the Pope, addressed MEPs in the European Parliament, and even reportedly been nominated for the Nobel Peace Prize by politicians in Norway. Some traveled extremely long distances to attend the protests. While Thunberg spent 2 days traveling by train to reach London from Sweden, actress Emma Thompson flew 5,400 miles so she could recite a poem called "Mother Earth Is Not Your Slut" to the crowd. Her flight is estimated to have used up to 1.67 tons of CO2. Something that environmental campaigners are believed to generally oppose. A closing ceremony for the protests will take place at Speaker's Corner in Hyde Park Thursday afternoon. A spokesman for the protests said, "We will leave the physical locations, but a space for truth-telling has been opened up in the world."